I offer my humble pranams at the beautiful lotus feet of our loving Lord, Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Revered elders, brothers, sisters, Sai Ram. It is by Swami's grace that we're all here together on this lovely afternoon at this sacred place, the holiest of all the holy places. I'm Dr. Jack Feely, and I serve as the co-chair of the International Disaster Relief Committee of the Sathya Sai International Organization. And I want to share a personal experience of Swami's divine omnipresence that I felt this past year. Swami said, "Where my work is done, I will be there." Last year, November 8th, the strongest storm ever recorded at landfall, the strongest typhoon in terms of wind speed, hit the Philippines. The disaster was unimaginable. The Sathya Sai International Organization, the International Disaster Relief Committee, immediately responded. Within 8 days, devotees from Manila had traveled to Tacloban, where the storm hit the land, and they set up a medical camp. We had an exploratory team on the ground looking at the needs that people had and looking at where we could do the most good. 6 major medical camps have taken place. The 7th camp is scheduled. In April, I was there for the 4th major medical camp with 15 overseas devotees and overseas volunteers and 6 devotees from Manila. Thousands of homes were totally destroyed. Thousands of schools were completely devastated, and thousands of lives were lost. None of the volunteers had ever experienced anything so terrific as this disaster in the aftermath. In 6 days, during this April camp, we set up 9 medical camps, and the people were all waiting for us. In the morning, we'd get up, we'd pack the medications in a truck, we'd take our supplies, and we'd all climb into the open-air jeeps, and we'd travel 45 minutes to a remote area to set up a medical camp, and there might be 200, 300 people waiting for us. 3 days out of those 6 days, midday, we would break the camp down, pack up the medications, pack our supplies, and travel another 30 minutes to another remote area where 200 more people were waiting for us. I said I'd never experienced that kind of terrific disaster in my life, and I've never before witnessed the love and the joy that I saw there. I saw young mothers with tears of joy in their eyes as our doctors held their babies and checked their breathing and checked their limbs and checked their hearts, checked their eyes and checked their ears. I saw elderly patients walking in, frail and weak, many carrying canes, walking sticks. And they were frail and weak, not just because they were aged, but they had gone through a horrible disaster. Most of the people we treated had lost homes and property, but they also lost loved ones. And in the eyes of these elderly people, I saw this happiness, this spark of joy, as our volunteers, as our devotees would walk over and compassionately take their hand, very gently walk up to a doctor. And the children I saw. Never have I seen children as happy and as joyful in all my travels around the world as I saw there at Tacloban in the Philippines. And these children must have been traumatized because they lost loved ones and they lost their homes. But they seemed so happy and joyful and so glad that we were there. They would come up and say, "Welcome and good morning," with smiles. And their smiles brought the smiles to the volunteers. And it grew from there. And then I looked at the faces of the volunteers, the overseas volunteers and those volunteers from Manila. And the joy and the happiness that I saw in their faces reflected the joy and the happiness I saw in the faces of the people we treated. Four of the volunteers from the UK were not even Sai devotees. They had never even heard of Sai Baba, didn't know who he was. And the reason they came is because a devotee friend of theirs was coming and would say to them, "Come with us. We're going to work. We're going to treat our brothers and sisters in the Philippines who have experienced a terrible disaster. Come with us and help." And so four non-devotees came with them. There was one doctor from the UK who had never heard of Sai Baba. He was Muslim. And I got to know him very well. 3 days into this medical camp, he had a huge smile that was always on his face. And he was saying Sai Ram to everybody. Every morning he and I would take a walk before everybody else was ready. We'd take a walk down to the sea where the hurricane actually hit land. We would walk for exercise, and one morning I asked him, why did you come here? And he looked at me and he said, "Jack, I don't know why I came here, but I do know that I'm glad I came here." Swami was omnipresent. He was with us. And tears of joy begin to well up in my eyes right now as I reflect on that sacred experience I had as I share it with you. With devastation in the background and love and joy in our hearts, Swami's words were true. "Where my work is done, I will be there." And now, brothers and sisters, I'm honored to introduce our speaker, Mr. Neville Fredericks. Neville Fredericks has owned and operated businesses in Australia for 50 years. He served as a mayor of his district for 14 years. And in view of his outstanding services, he was awarded title Mayor Emeritus of the Government of New South Wales, Australia. He's a member of many charitable organizations, and he was named the inaugural business person of the year for Wollongong City. Neville first heard about Swami in 1983 when close relatives had just returned from Puttaparthi. And he came to see Bhagavan during Christmas 1985. But here I want to share something that he shared with me. At that Christmas time in 1985, Neville did not want to come to see Sai Baba. He did not want to travel to India. But his wife did. She had this desire in her heart. She wanted to come to Puttaparthi. She wanted to see Sai Baba. And Neville told me, he said, "Jack, the reason I came is I didn't want to stay home alone and cook my own meals." Their family was called in for an interview, and Neville was captivated by Swami's compassion and love. During another interview, Bhagavan cured him of a chronic and painful ulcer simply with his divine gaze. At the same time, Neville felt an unexplainable and blissful joy that made him see the entire world with love and compassion. Swami also taught him how to lead a dharmic life and how to practice spirituality in politics and in the business world. Neville served in many capacities in the Sathya Sai International Organization. He's been National Devotion and Service Coordinator. He was President of the National Council of Australia. He's been Central Coordinator of Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea. And he currently serves as the Chairman of Zone 3 of the Sathya Sai International Organization. And Zone 3 includes Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea. Brothers and sisters, please welcome Neville Fredericks.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my loving Sai Rams to you all. In a few days' time, millions of people here and around the world will be celebrating the 89th birthday of the avatar of our age, the one who came amongst us with a beautiful form and a sweet name of Sri Sathya Sai. Bhagavan is the incarnation of love. He told us that the best way to love God is to love all, serve all. Loving service purifies the heart and helps us to realize our innate divinity, as I realized through my own experience by his grace. I first came to see Swami during Christmas 1985. We had heard about the new guru from relatives who came back from India, and my wife had decided to visit him. I chose to accompany my family rather reluctantly, not convinced that I was going to have a fruitful time. I was sitting under a tree at Whitefield when Swami's eyes met mine. I saw a light in his eyes, and a shock ran through me that froze my mind, for such a thing was not possible in my westernized mind. 2 days later, I was called for an interview. The taxi I took to see Swami met with an accident, throwing me over the back seat and onto the dashboard and causing a deep cut in my face with profuse bleeding. Some kind people rushed me to the hospital, and I finally arrived for my interview with Swami somewhat in shock. Swami took one look at me and said, "Bad drivers," as though he was irritated. And then he came to me and moved his hand gently in front of his face. And I clearly saw a vision of myself being projected through the windscreen of the car. And then he came close again and said, "But for my grace." And somehow I knew, in a flash, that Swami had saved me from something far worse, protecting me from my own fate. Inspired by Baba, I took up service work in earnest and became active in the Satyasai organisation. Bhagavan did not only give us his message, his legacy, and the honour of being part of his mission, but he also gave us the means to do this, the Satyasai International Organisation. The Satyasai organisation encompasses all faiths, nationalities and ethnicities, and is based on the common thread of love that unifies us all. It has been serving society through various educational, medical, disaster relief, community service and spiritual activities all over the world. We are active in 126 countries and currently work through 2,000 Satyasai centres and groups. Baba's love and compassion shines forth through the selfless service activities of his followers. Once Swami asked me, "What do you want?" And when I replied, "Your guidance and your blessings," he told me, "Do public work. You will be happy." Filled with enthusiasm, I threw myself into local politics. And after becoming mayor, I set about to love all, serve all. And that included the opposition. Now, the opposition and many others had a field day, making fun of me, and I found myself the laughingstock of many in my community. When I came back to see Swami, he asked me, "How do you love another?" He knew I was having some difficulty there. And he went on, "You must first love yourself." "And how do you love yourself?" "You must first have self-confidence." "And how do you get self-confidence?" "You must live in harmony with your conscience." I know now that abiding by your conscience is the foundation for dharmic living and for one's ability to love others freely. My own experience confirms that true happiness lies in serving all with a loving heart. And the Satyasai organisation facilitates and provides opportunities for all to do this. Bhagavan says that healthcare is a fundamental right of every human being. Inspired by his words, Satyasai doctors and volunteers served more than 170,000 patients worldwide last year in 35 countries. About 30 years ago, when I came to Swami, I had a serious illness, a chronic duodenal ulcer, which I had endured for 8 years with great pain. He cured me in an instant with one gaze, overflowing with divine love. Swami is the divine doctor of doctors, the physician par excellence. My sudden recovery to good health underscored for me the importance of health care for all. The Satyasai International Organisation provides state-of-the-art free medical services rendered lovingly by some of the best medical professionals in the world. We serve the poorest of the poor through numerous medical camps, year-round medical clinics, and 4 mobile clinics in Indonesia, in Oman, in South Africa and Sri Lanka. Overseas devotees also hold eye camps, dental camps and veterinary camps. More recently in Russia and Kazakhstan, our medical volunteers have gone door to door to serve patients who are unable to come to the clinics. This is love in action. Swami stressed that children are the future of the world. In his infinite compassion and love, Swami has also given us the Satya Sai education program that integrates secular education with academic curricula based on the human values of truth, right conduct, peace, love and non-violence. These character building programs are delivered by 30 institutes of Satya Sai education, 39 Satya Sai schools and manifold Satya Sai education and human values programs, and of course the Satya Sai spiritual education programs, which are held in 86 countries. Students from these schools have consistently shown outstanding performance in standardized board examinations. But more importantly, the students are demonstrating exceptional character and moral qualities, which helps them in all fields of human endeavour. Government authorities in many countries have now recognised the value of Satya Sai education and integrated it into their educational systems. Swami gave me clarity on a number of matters which helped me in my public life. He said to me, always thinking spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. First common sense, then spiritual sense, you have to live in the world. And when I was dealing with my opposition, perhaps I failed there, I wasn't applying common sense. The Satya Sai volunteers serve the community in many ways, such as offering food, clothing, school supplies, constructing and repairing homes, visiting homes for the elderly, visiting prisons and hospitals, and mentoring students who are at risk. Swami says that no act of service is any greater or lesser than any other act of service. Let me share with you a touching story about a small act of service. On the 17th of May this year, a Nepal newspaper published a story about a 99-year-old tribesman who was surviving on wild tubers in the wilderness. Due to drought, even the tubers were difficult to find, so that the elderly tribesman was starving for some 17 days. Two Satya Sai volunteers set out immediately to reach him with a sackful of rice and other dry food. The tribesman lived deep in the forest, requiring some 5 hours of arduous trekking on foot from the nearest roadway. When they reached the tribesman and offered him the food, along with a photograph of Swami, he stared at the photograph for a few moments. And he said, "Yes, this is the man. I saw him in my dream last night. He was wearing the same yellow dress. Since the tribesman's kith and kin had died or deserted him, and food was difficult to find, he had been thinking of committing suicide." He said that Bhagavan came to him in his dream and consoled him, saying, "You should not be despondent. Two persons will come tomorrow and give you enough food to take care of you. You should forsake the idea of killing yourself." Narrating this, the tribesman said tearfully, "In the morning, I thought it was one of those meaningless dreams that you have. But now that you two have come, as foretold by the person in the dream, he must be God." The Satya Sai Centre has resolved to provide this tribesman with food for the remainder of his life. In the wake of natural disasters such as hurricanes and floods, earthquakes, Satya Sai volunteers provide humanitarian relief on an ongoing basis. For example, immediately after the destruction caused by the super typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines, the organisation sprang into action. Since then, Sai volunteers have continued to provide medical and dental services for typhoon victims, food to the needy, and school supplies to the children. The Satya Sai International Organisation also undertook reconstruction of a damaged school, which is currently underway. In addition to the Philippines, we have helped disaster victims in Croatia, Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Indonesia, Italy, Sri Lanka, Haiti, in the recent past. Youth are the future leaders and are an integral part of the international organisation. Satyasai youth are involved in many diverse and noble activities around the world. For the past couple of years, they have mobilised a worldwide initiative called Serve the Planet, on or around the 20th of October, in honour of the Avatar Declaration Day. Last year, the theme was Feeding the Needy, and this year the theme is Children, Our Future. This initiative was carried out with love and unity throughout the world, serving tens of thousands of people. We're all proud of the Satyasai youth who will carry Bhagavan's eternal and universal message forward. Persistence and patience are the key to success in public service, and my advice to the youth is follow Bhagavan's teachings in your life. You are guaranteed to be rewarded in ways beyond your imagination. I'm happy to inform you that the International Youth will present a beautiful program of youth activities tonight at the lotus feet of Swami with love and devotion. The Satyasai International Organisation is dedicated and motivated to spread Swami's message to the far corners of the world. The transformation of the human heart through love and service will continue to make this world a better place to live in and help us to realise our innate divinity. There is much work to be done, and his work and mission will continue to accelerate under the loving guidance of the omnipresent Bhagavan Sri Satyasai Baba, who was, is, and will continue to lead us from untruth to truth, from darkness to light, from death to immortality. Asato ma satkamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Jai Sai Ram.
Oh. our loving and humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Beloved Swami, we the youth members of the Satya Sai International Organization gather here today by your grace to make a humble offering to you. Bhagavan, you have instructed us to practice the truth that service to man is service to God. This offering shows the myriad of ways through which your children are practicing your teachings of service all over the world. From feeding the poor and serving the elderly to cleaning local roads and parks, youth actively serve in their societies in devotion and dedication to you. Swami, we pray that you enjoy this offering and bless us with your grace to continue on our journey back to our true self, the divine within. Bhagavan, you are our everything. Your every breath, every step, and every act has only ever been to serve us, to lift us back to the great heights from which we once came. Swami, you mean the world to us. You fill our lives with so much bliss. All we truly yearn for is you. You are in every situation, in every person, in every lesson and hurdle. You also tend to all our challenges, leaving us floating and truly happy. No one and nothing guides us through our challenges like you, with so much grace and benevolence for everyone involved. For your never-ending care, Swami, we thank you. Dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to you all, we sincerely pray that along with our beloved Swami, you enjoy our heartfelt offering today.
Wow, so much is happening, and so fast. I have no clue how I landed this amazing job. Thank you, United Nations, for letting me travel around the world to profile international humanitarian organizations. Let me see. What's the name of the first organization I'm going to study? Satya Sai International Organization. This is huge. They operate in 126 countries. And look at this travel itinerary. I have 6 months of travel. This is phenomenal. I can't wait. Okay, calm down. Focus. Tickets? Ready. Passport? Phone? Wallet? All set. I wonder what inspires all the people in this organization to make a difference to their communities. What is their philosophy? What is their driving force? And who is behind all this?
Embodiments of love.
Devam Manushrupena.
God comes in the form of the human.
Itti Manavatamaraku. Yetti Ganatapuram Barakilay.
There is nothing higher than this human life.
The body must be dedicated to service. The body has got various limbs. All the limbs of a body are meant to serve only.
అటువంటి వ్యక్తి యందు ఉన్నటువంటి దైవమే సర్వుల యందు కూడాను ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవిస్తుంటాడు.
The divinity present in you is present in everybody and is in a blissful state.
కనుక సర్వీస్ మనం చేయండి.
So we should serve.
The best way to love God is to love all and serve all.
The best way to God is to love all and serve all.
కనుక మనము శాంతిని పెంచడానికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క దేశన తనకు తాను అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
If you really want to spread peace to the world, you have to develop.
ఈ శాంతి మనకు ఎక్కడ లభిస్తుంది?
Where can you get such peace?
సేవ యందు మాత్రమే లభిస్తుంది.
You can get it only in service.
Service to me is when you do something without expecting anything in return. When you do things to help people and it becomes kind of like second nature.
Selfless service to me is helping everybody and anybody with love.
I think the person you serve most through selfless service would be yourself. And I think that's what everyone's aim should be, is to serve themselves. Through selfless service, you're serving yourself to become closer to God and to find out who you really are. I don't think there's an aim as such of selfless service. I think people just hope that you become a better person, you get closer to God, and you help other people as well reach that destination of becoming closer to God. I think the best way to perform selfless service is just to love everyone, love everything, do everything you can do with love and with a smile, and I think that's the best thing you could possibly do.
Anandanga jeevinchandi.
Lead a happy life.
Samaja seva cheyandi.
Serve the society.
Society seva chestundi ani daiva sevaga bhavinchandi.
Consider service to society as service to God.
I am in Russia at the moment, and I'm amazed at what's happening here. There are almost 100 youth across Russian-speaking countries involved in various service projects. These people seem so motivated to serve because of their founder. What is it about this Sai Baba who is able to capture people's hearts to the extent that they are inspired so far away from India? It seems these people do service out of a deep love for their Satya Sai Baba, whom they consider to be God. Look, right now, they are expressing their devotion to Sai Baba and committing themselves to serve those in need through a song entitled Flowers in Your Garden. Visited Russia, UK, and Mauritius. In visiting these countries, I have discovered something fascinating. No matter which country I visit, the love and dedication that flows among the Sai members when they serve is the same. I reached Africa this morning, and apparently, even Sai Baba graced this continent with his holy presence in 1968. I've thoroughly enjoyed witnessing the many Sai activities happening in this zone. Actually, let me show you what they've been up to.
In accordance with the principle of help ever, hurts never. This has been my motto. I never harmed anyone. I derive great joy in helping others. That is why I tell the devotees to always pray, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all the people of the world be happy. all should be happy, healthy, and blissful. With such sacred motive, I have been spreading the message of love to the entire world. Zone 9A consists of three regions, spanning from UK and Ireland to Botswana, Mauritius, to South, East, and West Africa. However, they are all connected together with the common thread of love. Love for Swami, love for his divine teachings, and love for his remarkable organization. Our beloved master physically blessed Africa many years ago, but continued to reside within the zone through each and every one of us. The youth of this zone are actively involved in service activities such as disaster relief projects, Easter egg collections for children, conservation projects, health awareness clinics, blood donations, and Narayana Sabha. They are actively involved in service activities within their communities, in local hospitals, orphanages, and schools, including Sai schools and Sai hospitals. As we all know, Swami has told us service begins at home. In each country, there are many Sai centers that meet up for regular bhajans and spiritual activities. This is also a service to all of the devotees, as it gives us the opportunity to spread the divine teachings to our peers in order to sustain the lifeline of this wonderful organization that we are blessed to be a part of. The youth have only scratched the surface on the opportunities available for service-led activities. Each project that the youth undergo is planned with the anticipation that the project can be sustained over a period of time. The youth also strive to find new ways to connect with their inner beacon of love by constantly finding new service activities. They also try to build connections with the younger SSC generation in order to guide them in a way where the children are excited to become youth. The youth also work closely with the adults as they know they need their invaluable knowledge and experience to guide them through their lives. By linking all generations together, the Sai organization continues to thrive, becoming a solid foundation of love, peace, right conduct, truth, and non-violence, which are the basic values needed to constantly evolve as an organization by serving our brothers and sisters within the organization, as well as all the people around us every day. Our service evolves from being a project or a special event and becomes a lifestyle we live by. We thank our beloved Bhagavan for providing us this platform that gives us the opportunity to serve each and every one around us, and we pray for his divine guidance on the path we take moving forward.
Welcome to Germany. I feel like I already know you, Sai Baba. And I have to say, It has been an eye-opening experience to witness the many areas of service in which SAI members contribute. I am looking forward to experiencing the warmth and unity over here in Germany. There are so many wonderful people here, Sai Baba. They're welcoming me, helping me settle in. They're so hospitable, even though they don't know me. I came here as a researcher to study this international humanitarian organization. But instead, I've ended up learning about unconditional love. Sai Baba, your devotees are about to offer you a song in which they say, "You are an ocean of selfless love," and they seek your blessings to be fountains of your love.
Hi, Dan.
how are you? Just giving you an update on my report so far. Have you heard about the Satya Sai International Organization's Serve the Planet initiative? It's really interesting, because apparently, on the 20th of October, 1940, Satya Sai Baba declared his mission to re-establish the practice of human values globally. The intention of this Serve the Planet initiative is to unite members of this organization in undertaking a common service project within their countries on the same day all around the world. In the 2 years that this project has run, nearly 4,000 volunteers have served tens of thousands of needy individuals in 69 different countries. Goodness. These Sai people even turn up in disaster relief areas and set up camps to serve. On the 12th of January 2010, an earthquake struck Haiti, where over 250,000 people perished, and over 1.5 million were left homeless. The Satya Sai organization has been providing food and medical assistance to these people since the earthquake. That's 4 years of continuous, dedicated service. The service provided has been so valuable that the Ministry of Social Affairs in Haiti awarded a certificate of excellence to the Satya Sai World Foundation for outstanding dedication to the children of Haiti. But to be honest, Sai Baba, what fascinates me is the transformation in the hearts of the local people. Let's have a look.
In 2010, a devastating earthquake hit the country of Haiti. Here are some stories of God's grace that brought relief to people of Port-au-Prince in the days and months that followed. Answering the cry of countless thousands in desperate need of water, food, shelter, and medical facilities, the Satya Sai International Organization mobilized quickly and served meals to the poor and deprived Haitians at Port-au-Prince. Fresh drinking water was provided, and the native Haitian dish, bouillon, was prepared and served with lots of love to everyone.
Welcome to the Satya Sai Baba Center in Haiti. The staff have just finished preparing a traditional soup made by Haitians every Saturday, Haitian bouillon.
We prepare this soup with sweet potato. We used to make banana, milliton, carrots, and different vegetables.
As of April 2013, the Satya Sai International Organization has served over 200,000 meals. As part of the Satya Sai International Organization's medical relief effort, a team of doctors were on the ground in Haiti with physicians well-versed in all the major medical specialties. Medical supplies and medicines were distributed. God's presence is felt all the way through this journey. But there are a couple of instances where His hand is unmistakably guiding the action. One time, the mayor of Port-au-Prince visited the service center where food and water is served to needy people. He was impressed with the service and volunteered to pay $1,000 per month out of his personal account towards the rent of the center. However, when approached, he refused to mend the road leading to the center, stating that the city did not have any funds to do so. On November 15th that year, at a community hall meeting, the mayor declared that he was going to fix the road leading to the service center. The mayor explained, "Your Satya Sai Baba came in my dream last night and was walking on that horrible road serving the needy people. So now, it is my duty to repair the road." Road work began the very next day. The mayor then requested for Swami's picture and vibhuti. Here is another instance of Swami's grace. As part of the birthday celebrations all over the world, the devotees in Haiti wanted to serve food to the needy and prepared 88 food packets. To their surprise, more than 300 people showed up and they did not have enough food. They chanted 1,008 Gayatris and 1,008 Sai Gayatris throughout the night, and in the morning they served not 88, not 300, but 500 people. The coordinator of this project, Mr. Shanti, went home after the project was complete. When he went to his altar the next morning, he saw a shower of vibhuti on Swami's picture. These heartwarming episodes show Swami's omnipresence and the way in which He touches people's hearts and transforms their lives. May the unifying love bless us so we may experience His grace through the path of service. Sai Ram.
On raging seas. Have you heard the voice of kindness that lives within our soul? Don't be a stranger to this voice, my friend. Listen to its wisdom, and you will always be true to your heart and one with all that is.
Together we will make a difference. Together we will bring peace to this world. Together we will shine. Live a life of healing. Open your heart and more. The message of love will
strong, be just, be true, be brave, be kind, believe, be you. When the restless mind is still, I hear the voice within. I hear it say, all is my will, just live your life, don't wait, begin. Have you seen the world through a drop of water, the eye of compassion? Ever held the universe in the palm of your hand? Felt the warmth of life in a grain of sand? Close your eyes and you will see. The voice of love will say, it's true. Be strong, be just, be true, be brave, be kind, believe, be you.
Category 5 typhoon hit the eastern Samar province of Philippines with an estimated 15 million people left devastated by the storm. Hearing about the amazing work going on in Tacloban, Sai Baba, how can I not serve? You know what, Baba? Sorry, I mean, Swami, I'm tired of reporting. I'm tired of researching. I want to do this work. I want to do your work. Tacloban, Philippines, here I come. Jai Sai Ram.
These are new glasses now. Everything's broken, and actually the water was about to slide. Stand by. It means to rise up, to get up.
Stand up.
Rise up again. Organization is to reconstruct part of this school. But what we will do is to make sure that there will be a complete new building here on this, and that we'll go another sort of 14 meters behind it. There will be a three classroom, completely new block with a concrete roof. By the time we finish, it will be a very, very good school again.
People who live in this place who need medical attention. We were working with many staff who were coming from many different countries, for example from Austria, from Italy, from Australia, from the Dutch. There were quite a few of them here, and we also had people who are from Indonesia, and some of my colleagues from Malaysia. So it took quite a bit of adjustment initially, but you know, with no time, everybody clicked, and we worked as a team, and our goal was only one, and that is for the benefit of all the patients, and as a whole, just so that the humanity and the people in Philippines are better as far as the health standards and status is concerned.
Thank you.
dearest Swami, we feel your love all around this great big world. We are grateful to you for your loving example, ever protecting grace, and for giving us the opportunity to serve. Bhagavan, in honor of your 89th birthday, we the youth have compiled messages of love and gratitude to you from our brothers and sisters all over the world. The youth have also undertaken a global spiritual discipline of Likhita Japam, which is the written repetition of the divine name. We did this so as to concentrate, contemplate, and meditate on your sweet and powerful name. Beloved Swami, please accept and enjoy this offering.
Practice the truth that service to man is service to God. You have shown us, Bhagwan, the righteous path and how we youth should carry out your divine message. Far too often we are busy with our activities and we forget our true purpose. The challenges we face today are no lesser or greater than those the world has faced through the ages. When humanity has been under threat, great leaders from the days gone by, like Rama, Jesus, Muhammad, Krishna, and Buddha, have inspired, led, and transformed great sections of humanity to establish righteousness. Swami, the Satya Sai International Youth pledge to live up to your teachings, to serve others, and lead by example with you, Bhagwan, as our guiding light. Swami, we pledge to take your message forward with your Mahavakya, love all, serve all. Swami, we love you.
Oh. Shambho, Shambho, Shiva Shambho Mahadeva. Hara, 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 Hara Mahadeva, Shiva Shambho Mahadeva.
Krishna tum ho jay ram jay ram Krishna tum ho jay ram jay ram Rama Krishna Tumaho Jai Ram Jai Ram
Manas Bhajare Guru Charanam Manas Bhajare Guru Charanam
Deen ಜಗಬಂಧು ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ
शहरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्री करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आबांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियन कयुनी वे स्वामी मरियन कयुनी वे नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नागेन्द्र शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय श्री ओम साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल हारती अंधु को मंगल हारती अंधु को मंदर
भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।